woke up this morning on the wrong side of the bed, and how I got to thinking about all those things you said about ordinary people and how they make you sick. And if calling names kicks back on you, then I hope this does the trick. I'm sick of y'all complaining about how many bills, and I'm sick of all your bitching about your pills and your pills.
Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. So glad you stopped in for the conversation. Joining me now is Congresswoman Brenda Lawrence. She represents Michigan's 14th Congressional District. That's parts of Pontiac and Farmington, Harper Woods, down in southeastern Michigan, a big chunk of real estate. Kind of a convoluted district, but a nice district nonetheless. Brenda Lawrence, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
It's spread out a little bit. You got to drive a little bit to get all the points of your district, don't you?
Yeah, because you think about it, I start in the Grosse Pointe by the St. Clair River, and then I go through Detroit, and then I go up Southfield, Farmington Hills,
sure,
West Bloomfield, Keego Harbor, Shore Lake, Silver Lake, and then Pontiac.
Right. So congratulations on your return to Congress in the midterm elections. You've had good success. Let me ask you, it's been a few days now, but let me ask you your thoughts, your reaction in listening and watching the State of the Union address with President Trump here on Tuesday.
It was a very long speech. I think it was the longest ever. The president started off and ended on the right tone. It was good for him to call for unity. Lord knows we need it.
Yeah.
In the middle, it was a little interesting. He mentioned infrastructure, and you know, with us being from Michigan, and I'm listening very closely to hear a plan or a commitment for infrastructure. I only got 1 cent, so I'm glad he mentioned it, but I didn't get much more. He had some amazing guests, some guests who were really heroes and of our country that did a lot. He had a lot of victims of gun violence that he introduced in recognition of their loss or their struggle. But he didn't mention gun violence at all, which was, to me, very disappointing. And I just don't know how you talk about the devastation of gun violence and not talk about the real issue that we have in America.
Let me ask you this, and I'd like to get to guns in a minute, but I want to ask you this because there's a very different approach, and it sounds to me like you're more on the open to conversation approach. Like Dan Kildee, a Democrat who's on this program often, says, listen, I'll work with the president. If there's something that makes sense, I'll work with him. If it doesn't, I won't. And that's kind of where it is. And then you've got Rashida Tlaib, the freshman member of Congress from Michigan, doesn't sound very open to doing much of anything with the president. Where do you, are you willing to work with this president, whether it's infrastructure or whatever it might be, to make some steps forward?
You know, infrastructure is extremely important to Michigan. I absolutely will work with him. When he campaigned, of all the things I disagreed with him on, he said he was going to invest in the infrastructure, and I was very excited about that. Wrong is wrong, right is right. This president, and I've been on record calling him out on so many things. His wall issue is just totally disconnected, and it's a waste of time. And it's,
but where do you come down on, fair question then, Congresswoman, where do you come down on border security?
I am for improving our security at our borders, and that is a very comprehensive approach. We do have walls in certain parts of our border. I am supportive of reinforcing those, making sure that those walls are repaired, but we also need to invest in technology. We have hundreds and hundreds of vacancies of the workforce that we need to enforce the borders.
Thousands,
but
actually.
Our ports of entry, where all of those things that the president keeps talking about, the majority, over 80% of what he's talking about, happens at our ports of entry, where we are, for some reason, not fulfilling or meeting the expectations of border security. So I'm very much in support of how do we improve that.
I think we need all of the above,
maybe.
He doesn't
want to talk about anything but a wall, and that's not going to give us border security.
I think I am with all of the above. I think we need ports of entry. We need better scanners and drug detection units and dogs and all of it. We need more. I mean, we're thousands of people short on the number of jobs that are open on the border, so I agree with you on that. I want to ask you about something that's come up in the last couple of days here from some of your colleagues called the Green New Deal, which would basically eliminate the auto industry in large part. eliminate airlines in large part, create this giant government bureaucracy that would guarantee everybody a job, free health care, free housing, paid vacations, apparently, retirement payments, access to nature. I'm not sure what that means. All in pursuit of 100% renewable. I don't know what that means. Access to nature. Maybe you can find out from your colleagues and explain. It's cute, but okay. This massive undertaking to make us green, but it's also all of these economic guarantees, even to people that don't want to work. And for a lot of people, especially here in Michigan, where we work hard and you know we work hard, to say, well, we're going to pay people even if they don't want a job. What do you make of all this?
I think a Green New Deal, just the concept that we will, as a country, embrace the technology and the industry, and that we will do what's right by our only earth that we have, is something I embrace. You know, the devil's in the details. Some of the things that you mentioned, I'm aware that is being put in with this Green Deal. Some of the things I support, some I do not, because you have to fund these things. Conceptually, sounds great, but I am a member of Congress, the sworn responsibility and duty to have fiduciary responsibility for the taxpayers' dollars, and I am not going to support things that we can't pay for. So it has to get in the kitchen and really look at those programs and those beliefs that I believe. I believe in protecting our earth and our environment, reducing our carbon footprint. I'm very much in support of that. But I also have a responsibility to be able to pay for those things that that I support. So, you know, it's a good start. The conversation is starting, but we haven't gotten there yet.
Congressman Brenda Lawrence here with us from Michigan's 14th Congressional District. I think you're right. We have to find a way to pay for these things. And a lot of it, yeah, sure, it sounds great on paper, but how do you really get there? And the talk of deficit spending or just printing more money as the modern monetary policy frightens me. But overall, are you optimistic going forward as you look at 2019? You've got some things where maybe there's some common ground, but I'll give you the last word here on what you see ahead.
I'm very excited. I mean, we have a new Congress, a bunch of new ideas, young ideas, whether they're young or old, coming in. We took the majority, so now we can't just claim. It's time for us to do the work, which I'm so excited about. I am on appropriation. I had a governor that ran on fixing the darn roads, damn roads. I'm going to write the check so we can fix those roads. I'm also excited about the diversity of this Congress. To me, for us to be reflective of our country, the past, the religions, the cultures, the voices, puts us in a better place to be not so much out of touch. So I'm optimistic. I'm excited about the future of this country.
Greatly appreciate it. Congresswoman Brenda Lawrence, thank you for being on the Steve Gerber Show.
Thank you. You have a great day.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Gain practical experience with emerging technology and equipment not found in the civilian world. The Army National Guard can get you started in an array of STEM-related career fields such as information technology, communication systems, special forces engineers, technical engineering, air traffic control, and chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear science. Get a head start on your career in an exciting new field while earning money to pay for college, all while serving in your own community. Log on to NationalGuard.com or talk to a recruiter in your area to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities available to you in the Army National Guard. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us. But it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans, but in our wildest dreams, we never, never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. for a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike. Visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.